against a dark blue background. New Line Cinema, a Time Warner company. The screen fades to black. Towering skyscrapers in muted sunlight around a bay. Hong Kong. A three-masted junk bobs around in the water as a massive white liner glides by, dwarfing the junk. New Line Cinema presents a Raymond Chow Golden Harvest production. Billowing white clouds scud across the sky and are reflected in the glass of a skyscraper, a film by Stanley Tong. Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan's First Strike. Clear water cascades. Chen Chun Wu, Jackson Liu. Music by J. Peter Robinson. Crews of men race dragon boats. Editorial consultant Michael J. Duthie. Each dragon boat crew has about 10 paddlers sitting in pairs. Spray kicks up as they dig their paddles into the water. The sea fringed by skyscrapers. Crafts ply across the water. Screenplay by Stanley Tong. Nick Tramontane, Greg Mellett, Elliot Tong. Directed by Stanley Tong. The neon lights of Hong Kong at night, a large skyscraper, in a boardroom with a United States Embassy emblem, Jackie Chan gives a slide presentation to suited men who are sitting around a table.
I've been following her for the last 2 weeks. 4 days ago, she signed up for a Hong Kong tour to Ukraine. She's working with a contact, but we still don't know who he is.
He nods for the lights and switches off the projector.
Her name is Latasha Ru...
Okay. Thank you, Jackie. Well done.
Thank you.
Bill, I'd like to talk with you a minute.
Me? Okay.
Excuse me.
Jackie, the CIA guy said you did great work. They were impressed. They said you'll have to work with them again.
When I get a chance, yeah.
All right. So you agree? You will stay on the case, okay?
You may have to follow her to Ukraine.
Oh, I promise this will be easy.
The CIA have so many people. Why did they choose me?
They think Natasha's contact may be suspicious, so they want a new face.
But over there, I don't know the language or the place.
This is all you have to do. Follow Natasha onto the plane. Watch her record her movements and turn your notes over to them when you arrive. Simple.
So I just watch her on the plane?
That's right. And what can she do on the plane?
And that's all I do?
That's almost all you do. But there's one important thing. Yeah, take a few days vacation out there, huh? You deserve it. Let the Ukrainians take care of things. Relax and have fun. That's an order.
Yes, sir.
Remember to buy me some caviar.
On board a plane, Jackie sits in an aisle seat one row behind Natasha and on the opposite side. His eyes are closed. Natasha gets up from her aisle seat and his eyes open. He watches Natasha as she enters a loo. Jackie makes a note of the time on a pad and shakes his head. The plane lands. Jackie presents his passport at customs. He scans about furtively while the official checks his documents. He comes out of customs control.
Jackie, welcome to the Ukraine.
Mark.
This is Commander Korda, Department of Security.
Nice to meet you.
Did you find anything?
No, but she went to the toilet 7 times. Here's the timetable. She didn't talk to anyone.
Thanks, Jackie. You're done. We'll take over from here.
Very good.
$1,000.
Any other currency?
No.
In an airport security office.
Your accommodation is fixed. Your flight is booked for tomorrow. And here's some pocket money. $1 billion.
$1 billion?
A telephone. Dial 01 if you need us. Simple, huh?
Yeah, pretty simple.
Marina will show you to your car.
Oh, yes.
Have fun.
Glamorous Natasha goes to a public phone.
It's line 2.
The call is monitored. In a small office, a man in combat gear fiddles with equipment, then hands a guy a handset. The military guy dons headphones, then motions to the other guy.
Hello?
Hello, it's Natasha.
It's a tap.
Sorry, wrong number.
Huh? Hello? Hello?
You're on to us, let's go!
Call the strike force.
Natasha Rushinsky, please come to the information desk.
Marina shows Jackie to a car.
Thank you.
Have a good holiday.
Thank you.
Marina waves him off. Military vehicles.
Natasha Rushinsky, come with us. Take her away.
What's wrong?
Going on?
Let me go.
She's on my tour.
It's not your business.
I can't believe this.
I'm with the Department of Security.
I have orders. Talk to my commander.
I want to know what the...
The soldiers pile back into the vehicles.
They've taken the girl.
What?
She's gone.
Who is his commander?
Natasha was taken away by the strike force.
When?
Huh? 2 for 5 million?
Yes, this is the best there is.
Okay.
Jackie had 2 tins of caviar. He sees military vehicles driving along the seafront he's on. He ponders and makes for his car.
Hey!
Thank you. Follow the car! Quick!
The military cars speed along a narrow country road. The last one stops and creates a block.
Slow down! The road is closed! Go that way!
Jackie sees the roadblock as he passes. The lead military vehicles speed up to a white church with minarets. The guy Natasha was trying to speak to turns from looking out over railings to a misty sea.
Natasha, thank God.
Jackie's car pulls up in a narrow road. He gets out and looks up a bank above him.
I go and look, you wait.
The driver looks blank.
Okay.
Natasha and Tsui, the guy who greeted her, are snogging behind a wall at the base of some steps. A soldier stands guard at the top. Tsui unbuttons Natasha's costume jacket and removes it as he kisses her. Money is strapped to her body. Jackie climbs up a bank of wintry trees towards the church, which stands in mist. He reaches a low wall bordering the drive to the church. The military vehicles drive off, and Jackie climbs up onto the drive.
Wait in here, please. You will be wanted.
Jackie takes cover and looks towards the entrance gates. Mark's mobile rings.
I saw Natasha. What happened?
Where?
She went into a church.
Keep following her. Don't let them see you. Try and get a street name and call us.
Okay, I try.
On a large concrete structure jutting out from a rocky hillside, soldiers stand guard around a large cylinder which is descending through a trapdoor into a laboratory.
Major Majenko!
Tsui!
Your strike force saved Natasha. Thank you for sending them in.
Your problem is my problem.
Yes. And I got your stuff here.
Excellent.
All the arrangements have been made, just as we discussed. This is for your expenses. And this is your new passport with an American visa. Your money is already in your Swiss bank account.
Very good.
Take the shell apart and then send them to these addresses. I'll take the guidance system and the uranium core with me.
The shell is taken out of the cylinder. Jackie runs alongside the church and runs for cover behind a white van as he sees military vehicles arriving. He tries the van door and gets in.
Okay, I've got our insurance. Let's go.
Soldiers escort Tsui to the van with the guidance system and uranium core. He gets in with Natasha and drives off with Jackie hiding in the back. The van pulls up outside a bank.
I'll call you. Make sure the money is there.
Please be careful.
I love you.
I love you too.
I'll see you later.
I'll wait for you there.
He drives off with Jackie still hiding among the back seats. The van drives along a snowy road. Tsui removes his long blonde wig and throws it down on the floor. He has short, dark hair. Jackie sees the wig. The van pulls up at a ski hire shop. Jackie shivers and blows on his hands. Tsui gets out.
It's me. I found a new suspect.
Who is he?
I don't know.
Where are you?
Let me see.
I can't read the sign.
Can you spell it out?
Huh? C-H-I-K. Wait, no. Left, right, K.
Left and right, K. H-I-K.
P-A-T-N. Reverse N.
We got it. We got it. Okay, we're on our way.
Package for Alexander Nevsky. Thanks.
Jackie walks behind Sui, who's collecting a parcel. Jackie's among ski equipment and watching Tsui.
Are you going on the slopes today?
Huh?
Can I help you? Ski, snowboard?
Snowboard.
First timer?
Yes.
This way, please.
Tsui, who's carrying his precious cargo in cases, follows a man out to a ski mobile. Jackie sees and leaps up.
Hey, hey!
Jackie grabs his snowboard. By snowmobiles.
Hello. I want to rent one of these.
Hello. Natasha. Is the money deposited?
No, it's a wire transfer. The check didn't clear. It takes 3 days to process.
Okay. I'll call you again.
On the steps of the bank.
Partner of security, come with us.
They lead Natasha away.
Mr. Bayonet.
Here, I'll take it.
How much?
40.
Keep the change.
Thank you.
Jackie, who's not dressed for the weather, dons the white fur hat he's bought, climbs onto a snowmobile, then turns to a guy scraping snow off it.
Where can I get some clothes?
Thank you.
He sees Tsui zoom off and speeds after him. Jackie's fur hat has a seal face and long flaps that cover his ears and the back of his head. He stops to look about, blows on his hands, then gives chase. Two choppers fly above a snow-capped mountain range.
Hello?
Hello, Jackie, where are you?
Suspect just went through the security area.
He's in some security area.
Tell him to keep going.
Hey, keep moving. Go ahead.
No. There's the picture. If I'm going through, I'll get shot.
But the sign says he'd be shot.
It's just for kids.
It's just for kids. Go ahead.
Jackie pockets his mobile and sets off into the security area. Tsui drives towards a wooden lodge set among trees. Jackie pulls up among trees and watches. The choppers land. Mark and Corda get out of one and run towards soldiers waiting beside vehicles.
Get the men together! Prepare to move out!
Jackie's seal head pops up above the edge of a snowy rock, then his face appears. He watches as Sui knocks on a door at the lodge. Jackie dives face down onto the snow as his mobile rings.
Welcome, my friend. We've been waiting for you.
That's good.
Hello.
Where the hell are you?
About 2 miles. Sign. West of a restricted area sign.
2 miles west of the restricted area sign.
It's over there.
Hurry up, I'm freezing.
Put on more clothes.
Okay, clothes. They're inside.
See anyone else?
I didn't see anybody around.
Stay back. We will handle the rest. Let's go. Move in!
Corda and his men advance.
It's bloody freezing here.
Mark puts on a neck warmer, then looks at Jackie.
Nice hat. Aren't you cold?
What do you think?
Jackie's wearing a thin polo neck sweater and a jerkin. The guards advancing on the lodge are spotted on monitors.
All units stand by. The enemy has arrived.
Give me the briefcase.
So he throws it at the guy, then shoots him.
Don't move! Back off!
The guards are at the lodge door.
Tell your people not to open fire. I have a detonator wired to the uranium core.
Zui backs out of the lodge door.
Freeze! Don't move!
Mark runs towards Zui but falls and crawls on his belly. Something moves under the snow and surfaces. It's a man holding an Uzi.
Hey, it's a trap!
Men in white suits spring up from under the snow, firing their guns. They wear white cadaver-like masks. Jackie jumps one, who recovers and fires at him. Mark takes out the aggressor and hauls Jackie up just as another aggressor jumps for him. He fires at Jackie and Mark as they run off. Zui jumps through a window and takes cover behind barrels as a chopper lands.
Don't shoot! Don't shoot! Grab the case! Grab the case! Get it!
Jackie, go! Get the snowmobile!
Zui takes off on a snowmobile. The white soldier's boss has ordered them after him. Zui crashes. The boss jumps into a chopper. Zui runs with his case, jumps, and falls beside Mark, who grabs Zui and holds him at gunpoint.
Mark!
Zui, what are you doing here?
Get the chopper on the ground!
The boss's chopper rises and is fired at by the security chopper.
Jackie, over here!
Jackie rides a snowmobile.
Shoot him! Shoot him!
The boss's chopper launches a missile and the other chopper is brought down. It crashes in flames in front of Jackie, who swerves to avoid it. Zui and Mark jump on behind Jackie.
Go! Go! Move!
Mark rides on the very back of the snowmobile. The white soldiers who wear white hoods give chase on snowmobiles. The boss's chopper flies after them. Zui knocks Mark off the snowmobile and he tumbles into a gully.
Mark! Mark! Go! Mark! Go!
Jackie stops, but Zui forces him on at gunpoint. The chopper and the white soldiers are hot on their trail. Jackie's snowmobile becomes airborne as it flies over an edge, then lands. Zui and Jackie fall off the snowmobile. An enemy snowmobile flies over the edge. Zui downs a second one that flies over. Jackie picks up Zui's case.
Don't move!
A snowmobile hits Jackie, then crashes into a tree. Jackie rolls to cover. Zui rides off on the snowmobile. Jackie has Zui's case. Jackie grabs a snowboard and rides it down a slope. Jackie falls off, gets back on, and slides over a ledge. He skids down a slope, then crashes into a tree. The snowboard and the case go flying. White soldiers on skis are dropped from the chopper. Jackie stands on the snowboard and, holding the case, races off. The enemy skiers speed after him. Jackie goes over a ledge. He falls on landing but rights himself. The enemies soar in the air as they ski over the ledge and land effortlessly. The enemy chopper drops more skiers. Jackie negotiates more steep drops. Two enemy skiers are just behind him. Their white capes flare out as they fly through the air. Jackie falls as he lands from a drop and lets go of the case. The enemy fly over the ledge one by one after him. Jackie carries on. A security chopper appears before him. Jackie jumps off a ledge and hangs onto the chopper's rails, dropping the case in the process. The pilot offers Jackie a hand. A white soldier's taken out by a guy in the security chopper, then another. The white chopper fires a missile Jackie sees and drops from the security chopper. The missile hits the security chopper. Jackie, minus snowboard, drops into icy water. As he surfaces, the flaming chopper drops near him. Jackie holds on to the edge of a sheet of ice and blows his fingers. He ducks underwater when the white chopper bears down on him. Jackie surfaces, shivering, then ducks as the white chopper attacks again. The chopper hits a dead white soldier beneath water.
There! Over there! Get the case!
Jackie's taken cover under the dead white soldier. The chopper drops and the boss picks up the case off an ice floe. Jackie surfaces to see the white chopper zoom away. Jackie climbs onto the ice, rolls away from the edge, and lies shivering. Jackie lies in a fetal position, then becomes still. The screen goes black. A large round building raised on pillars stands in sunlight. Russian military hospital. Jackie lies in a hospital bed, attached to a monitor.
Hello, Jackie.
Who are you?
I'm Colonel Grigory Yegorov, of the Russian Federal Security Bureau.
Huh?
Well, FSB for short. The new improved KGB.
KGB? Am I in Russia?
Yes. We're connected to the Ukraine Department of Security. I know about your operation with the CIA. The FSB generals want to see you. You are coming to Moscow with me today.
Can you help me?
Yes.
Take off all those things. I'm very hot.
There's an electric blanket over Jackie. In Moscow, a black saloon car drives across Red Square and pulls up at the gates to the Kremlin, which is a large fortified building. Jackie gets out wearing Russian military uniform.
Jackie, welcome. We need your help to find the arms dealer who smuggled out a nuclear warhead a few days ago. His name is Sui. He was recruited by the CIA to steal uranium production strategies from the Russian government. He has been under investigation for years. We believe he has a sister living in Australia. Her name is Annie. We want you to find her.
This mission is very important to our nation and national security.
I think I have to call my superior in Hong Kong.
We already did. They have agreed to attach you to our mission.
They produce a signed document which Jackie studies. All eyes are on him as he considers gravely, then smiles reluctantly.
Okay.
Jackie climbs into a chopper.
We are not flying to Australia in this, are we?
Part of the way.
They fly over sea. Jackie leans into Yegorov.
Where are we going now?
We're going down.
A sub's on the surface.
To the submarine!
Yes.
Colonel? Yep.
We're heading to Australia now. There will be a fisherman's boat taking us in. Everything is already arranged for you.
Are we being smuggled in?
No. I wouldn't use that term. The boat will pick us up.
Uncle Bill! I'm in Australia, having a great time. I'm talking to you while enjoying my great view. Wow, working for the FSB is great. I have a presidential suite with two levels, 8,000 square feet, with swimming pool, sauna, and jacuzzi. Oh, wait, hold on a second. My koala bear just came out.
What? You mean in your hotel room? It's only a soft toy, right?
No, it's the real thing. Say hello to Uncle Bill. He's too shy, don't hang up. Hold on. You have to wait. I have to carry it back. Good boy, let's go home. Yes.
Excuse me, sir, your tea's ready.
Thank you very much. He's living it up. I should have gone with him.
Jackie puts the koala in a tree in the suite.
That's okay now. Hello? Really, I'm not making this up. What else?
a great car, money, and lots of clothing and designer neighbors, all given to me. I feel almost like Jim's mom, except no gorgeous girls.
Hey, if all of this is for real, you should be really careful.
Okay. So long. Bye-bye.
The suite overlooks the sea.
Do you think he went crazy on this assignment? Maybe he's overworked.
Wow, look at these breeds.
Jackie unpacks a suitcase and finds underpants with a koala on.
Boy, you must be popular. Own line of underwear. Who wear those?
A white building with a sign Oceanarium. Inside, Annie, a slender tanned woman in a yellow bikini, puts on a chainmail suit.
Hi, hello? One adult?
Yes.
1550, please.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Annie Choi.
Annie? She's in the show right now.
People stand watching through a tank window as sharks attack Annie, who's in a cage. Annie feeds a shark a fish as it approaches her with its gaping maw. Jackie and Annie in a bar.
Your brother and I are sworn brothers.
He came back?
He did? Oh, actually, I don't know. He told me you are working here. I'm here on vacation and come to see you.
Thanks. Sorry I had to leave so soon. My dad's been hospitalized.
Here's your drink.
Oh, thanks.
No problem.
They're in the Oceanarium bar.
Your job must be dangerous.
No, not really. Sharks will only go crazy when they smell the scent of blood. When they see anything that moves, that's when they bite. As long as you don't move, nothing will happen to you.
Oh, now I know. If I ever see a shark, I'll pretend to be a rat and not move.
Well, I have to get to the hospital to see Dad. If there's nothing else, I'll be going. Thanks for the flowers. Carrie Ann?
Yeah?
Put that on my tab.
Sure, no problem.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Annie?
Yeah?
I have never met Mr. Choi. Can I go to the hospital with you?
All right. Why don't you wait for me at the front gate? I'll be right there.
Okay.
Jackie on his mobile.
Hi, Gregor. I met his sister. I'm going to the hospital with her.
Very good. I'll meet you there.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh, Annie.
Huh? Excuse me, please.
There's a box for you here.
I'm going to the hospital. I'll pick it up later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Alan.
Hi.
Hi, Daddy. Are you better today? Dad, I want you to meet Chewie's sworn brother.
Never heard him mention you. I'm Alan. And your name is?
I'm Jackie.
Box receiving.
All operating.
Yegorov's listening in.
Are you feeling better? What did the doctor say?
I'm fine, good girl. Why has my elder son never spoken of you?
Actually, I'm not his sworn brother. I'm with Hong Kong police. I'm investigating your older son stealing nuclear weapon. Can I talk to you privately?
Annie's dad, Uncle Seven, motions her away. Henchman Alan and another guy are behind Jackie. Pretty Annie stands toe-to-toe with Jackie, glowers at him, then leaves.
What did he say?
He said he's a policeman.
Tell me why you are looking for my son.
Do you know what your son does for a living?
I haven't seen him in a long time. Even when I'm dying, he does not come to see me. The Tsui family no longer has his son.
Mr. Tsui, Uncle Seven, puts on an oxygen mask.
Thank you. I hope you get better soon.
Alan's standing beside the door of intensive care when Jackie comes out. Jackie glances at Alan, who looks him up and down. The other guy eyes him coldly. Jackie goes up to Annie, who's staring down miserably. She looks up at him.
I didn't mean to lie to you.
I hope that hurt. You lied to me. Why couldn't you lie to my dad?
Listen to me.
My father loves his eldest son most. Just let him die peacefully.
No.
Get away from me. I don't want to see you. If I had any news, I would never let you know. Now get out of here.
Okay, please leave us now.
Please be quiet or leave the hospital.
Go. Please.
Jackie goes. While the men's backs are turned, a hand covers Annie's mouth and she's shoved through a door and into a stairwell.
Annie! Grandma!
Sui's disguised as a doctor and takes off a surgical mask.
Where have you been? Why are you dressed like that? Just look at yourself in that outfit! Do you know Dad's having surgery today?
Yes, I know. I already spoke to him.
Jackie! Come in.
Yegorov stepped out of a caravan.
Out there works for the new Russian mafia. He's not a policeman. You must never believe this man.
Uncle Seven is going to surgery this afternoon.
What about Tsui?
He said he hasn't seen you for a long time.
I sent you something yesterday by messenger. Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it this morning.
Good. Annie, you have to hide it in the safest possible place you can find. Understand?
What if Uncle Seven dies and the good son doesn't show?
If he die, he will show up for sure.
Why are you so sure?
He's the eldest son in the family. He has to...
Huh?
Carrying a flat, buying water.
What is all this?
That's a Chinese tradition.
Someone may be following you already. Always be careful. I'm sorry.
You take this. You might need it when you follow the girl.
A kit of guns and gizmos.
Wow, now I'm 007.
Hi.
Hi, Annie.
Can I pick up my package?
Sure.
Underwater World is now closing. Please make your way back to the front.
Bye, Annie. Bye.
We hope you've enjoyed your day. Thank you.
Jackie jumps when he sees a woman through a door.
Thank you, thank you.
She motions closed. Annie opens her package. She takes out a canister. A handwritten label is attached and reads, Annie, hope you like it. Keep it as a souvenir. Don't use it.
Annie? I thought you'd gone already.
Not yet.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Jackie stands beside a pool at the Oceanarium's Waterworld. He checks about him, then leaps over the rail and onto rocks in the pool where a turtle's swimming. He climbs up the rocks to a wall, runs along the top of it to an open window, and climbs in through it. He jumps down into a small office. Jackie walks to some stairs and creeps down them. At the bottom, he parts clear plastic strips and looks into a locker room where he sees Annie wearing her diving suit and flippers. She heads out to a pool, carrying the pink canister. Annie dives into the pool. Jackie comes out onto the rocks beside the pool and scans about. Wearing a powder blue suit, he kneels on the rocks, sticks his face into the water and scans the depths. A shark's fin on the surface submerges. Unaware of it, Jackie stands up and takes goggles off a ledge. Annie goes through a door underwater. A sign on the door reads, Killer sharks, do not enter. Jackie, wearing the goggles, puts his face in the water again. Jackie retreats as a shark charges at him. It surges out of the water, its jaws agape. Jackie falls over, rocked and into water. He surfaces. Dark shapes lurk beneath the surface. A fin swims towards him. Jackie's legs paddle frantically as he swims to the rocks. A dark shape shoots out of the water beside him. It's a seal who was swimming sideways in the water, showing its flipper. Jackie climbs onto the rocks.
You scare me!
The seal offers a flipper and Jackie shakes it.
Bye-bye, bye-bye.
Jackie waves and the seal waves.
Bye-bye. Good jump.
Jackie looks through crosshairs at Annie getting into a sports car. Written beside the crosshairs is device active, search mode, matrix quadrant, object distance and searching. Jackie, who's in a 4x4, fires a tracking device into one of her tires. He picks up another device and switches it on.
I will follow you. Whenever you
keep singing,
there's an ocean too deep.
You out.
And mountains so high.
I think he's following the girl.
Tsui aims a gun and motions for Jackie to undress.
I must follow you. Ever since you touched my hand, I knew that you, I always must be.
Tsui motions for him to remove his trousers.
And nothing can keep you from me. You are my destiny.
Jackie takes off his trousers. He's wearing the underpants with the furry koala bear head on the front. Tsui eyes him, then motions for him to remove his underwear. Jackie hesitates, and Tsui cocks his gun. Jackie takes off his pants. He's hidden by the car door, but a passing group of women see him from behind. Some have to be dragged away. An elderly woman takes his photo.
Oh! I follow.
You always be my true love. My true love. For now until forever. Forever. Forever.
I will follow you.
What's going on?
We've lost the feed.
Track down Jackie's car. Give me the location.
Follow you.
Come on.
Wherever you may go.
Go,
go, go. Take him away, please.
What are you doing? Oh, my God. What are you doing?
Jackie closed the door against himself as a woman came up to collect her straying Alsatian. He's now standing between the open front and rear doors. Tsui throws a striped suit at Jackie, then throws the tracking device onto the ground.
He's at the underwater world.
Obviously something is going wrong there.
Jackie walks beside a pond with Tsui. Jackie's wearing a striped fat man suit with flipper arms. They sit at a picnic table.
Now we can talk.
Yes.
I know you're with the Hong Kong police. Who are you working with right now?
Used to be CIA, but now it's the FSB.
You have a complicated background.
It was quite simple.
The man you're working for is Gregor Yegorov.
Do you know him too?
Tsui takes out a mobile.
Call him now. Here.
Jackie catches it in his flipper hands.
Yes?
Hello? Yes, this is Jackie speaking.
What the hell is going on? Hello? Jackie?
It's me.
Who is this?
It's Tsui.
Tsui?
So you want to get rid of me without paying?
Oh, no, no.
Fine. I want double now.
Oh, come on.
In cash. You got 3 days.
Tsui?
I have your phone now. I'll call you and let you know where and when to meet. I'm sorry I had to do that to you. But look at what's in your second button.
There's a mic in his jacket button.
You'll find them in your car, and everything they gave you, including this pair of very ugly underwear. You're under their surveillance at every moment. To let you know, the safer you are.
Tsui starts to walk away, then turns back.
By the way, Jackie, you're a lousy singer.
Yegorov and his man search the 4x4.
Everything is here, but the jacket is missing. Here is the wallet.
Yegorov snatches it. They see Jackie approaching.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Where is Tsui?
He's gone.
What did he tell you?
What do you think he told me? Seems like you two have some kind of deal going on.
Don't believe what he said. He's an expert in playing mind games. He's a top CIA agent.
Maybe you're right. But how do you explain this?
The mic in his button.
We have to look out for you. It's part of our job.
You want me to find Choi? Now he found you. I will write a full report to my superior and your superior. I'm out. That's your clothes. That's your car. This is my wallet. Bye. Bye.
Jackie waddles off in his silly suit. In his suite, Jackie, wearing a smart suit,
I'm going. Bye-bye.
Jackie takes change off a dressing table. A giant of a man stands at the door. He pushes Jackie inside and kicks him through a partition window. He picks Jackie up, rams him against the ceiling, then flings him about.
Now kill him!
Not yet. Let's have some fun first.
Jackie walks into a window and holds his nose. The big blonde guy picks Jackie up and holds him at arm's length. Jackie kicks and punches. Most miss.
Had enough.
Jackie bites the guy's wrist and escapes into a kitchen area where he hurls baskets of food at the guys. Jackie somersaults through a window onto a balcony, then enters his bedroom and rolls over the bed. The big blonde guy's heading for him. The other guy runs in from the balcony. Jackie shoves the dressing table at him and knocks him out with a tilting mirror. The koala watches. Jackie runs from the big guy and into a room. Jackie runs back out of the room, but the big guy steps out from another door to the same room. Jackie runs out onto a balcony and jumps up onto a terrace with a small swimming pool. The big guy follows. They stand at opposite sides of the pool. Jackie sits in a chair and motions the guy over. The guy heads for him. Jackie kicks a table at him, then runs across the pool, stepping on a lilo as he goes. He jumps down from the terrace to find a bespectacled guy who locks the balcony door.
What are you doing taking so long?
This guy can move like a monkey.
Jackie jumps through a window into the bathroom, slides along the sill and runs out of the room. He runs into a glass partition, then reaches a wall which is a dead end. Through one of the many large windows of the vast suite, he sees the big guy and his bespectacled colleague marching along another terraced area. They stop and search about, then open a large sun brolly and find Jackie hanging from its spokes. The brolly closes on them all and they fight under it. Jackie shoots out. He sprints to a wall, runs up it and looks down at the street way below. The guys are after him again. Jackie scrambles away onto a narrow ledge. The guys race off to find another route to him. Jackie's now on a balcony. He jumps over the side of it and onto another ledge. There's a balcony either side of him. A guy appears on each.
Don't push me. Or I jump.
Okay, go ahead.
Jackie looks taken aback and sits down. He motions to the men.
Come look at me.
The bespectacled man reaches for a gun. Jackie jumps down onto a ledge below.
Go get him!
You go and get him!
The bespectacled man hurries off after Jackie, who tries to get in at a window but is forced to edge along the curving ledge to another window. The woman puts on a towel. Jackie jumps into the bathroom.
Who are you?
Me? I'm the window cleaner.
Window cleaner? Christ, you've got to be joking!
He grabs clothes from a wardrobe but runs into a guy.
Who are you?
Huh? I'm the dry cleaner.
Dry cleaner? Anna?
Night in the hospital. A monitor shows a man in a white coat coming in through a door. The man walks into the intensive care unit and stands beside Uncle Seven's bed. Uncle Seven is sleeping. The man stares down at him in the darkness. Jackie's on a public payphone in a street.
Now they want to silence me forever. Hey, hold on a second.
So who wants to silence you forever?
Gregor.
Gregor? But you are working for him.
Did you call the police?
But I don't have a passport. I come over illegally.
I'll call the Australian police. You go and report this tomorrow, and they will help you. Just find some hotel to spend the night tonight.
A hotel? I don't even have money to pay for this call. I have to hang up now.
What are your plans for tonight?
I'll sleep on the street.
We are 2 hours ahead.
Jackie, wearing a yellow jacket he stole from the people in the hotel, walks off. As Jackie walks past a carousel, its lights go out. A hobo nearby searches a bin. Jackie pulls his jacket around him and walks on. Jackie stops, sits in a doorway and removes his shoes. He lies down. Two cardboard boxes are stacked beside him on the street. The hobo comes up and bashes the top box, knocking it off.
Hey!
Yes!
Get out of my bed!
Sorry.
The hobo takes a bag out of the remaining box beside him.
Anyone here?
Nah, he's on vacation.
Jack is in the next doorway, separated by a wall.
Hey!
Yes?
Give me a hand.
Yes.
Hit the wall. Good night.
A light goes out.
Good night.
I'm sorry, Miss Sui, but your father's murderer is still at large. Your family may be in danger. Go back with your brother and get some rest. We'll send a uniform unit to take you home and protect you 24 hours.
Alan steers her away.
Thank you, sir.
Bye, miss.
Come, Annie. Let's go. Got a tough one on our hands, Lewis. Get this videotape analyzed. See if the suspect really is the guy on the tape. Contact Hong Kong police. Get a positive ID on this guy.
Jackie comes to and sits up suddenly. He checks his wrists, then his pockets.
There's big trouble in Brisbane's Chinatown. The man who controlled it all, the head of the
Thank
Golden
you.
Dragon
there
Association,
you go. Can I help you?
Seven.
Yes, sir.
Can I have some change, please?
His sickbed at St. Paul Memorial Hospital late last night. Although unnoticed by staff, the killer was spotted by the hospital security cameras. And after looking at the video,
sir,
the daughter of Uncle Seven believes the suspect to be a Hong Kong policeman, known to her only as Jackie, who visited Uncle Seven. Police have yet to pinpoint a motive. The killer is still on the loose in the subject of a citywide
Thank
manhunt.
You.
Authorities fear that the murder of Uncle Seven
hey,
will mean chaos in
that
Chinatown
was the murder suspect.
For a long
Look.
Time to come. And now to up.
Two guys in a car watch as a police car pulls up outside a large red brick building. Alan gets out. Jackie watches over a wall. As a group of people enter the building, Jackie climbs over the wall. Leaning his back against the wall and stretching his legs out to a nearby tree, he walks down the tree to the ground. Jackie walks through foliage. He looks at the sleeve of his yellow jacket, then takes the jacket off and reverses it. When he puts it back on, it's black with a yellow collar. Jackie enters a large galleried room through a French window. Annie sits with other women beneath brightly coloured decorations which are being put up.
Alan.
I think too far.
Call the cops!
Please wait! If I really kill him, will I come to see you?
Get him!
Hand me out! Please, listen to me! Let me say just one thing!
You want me to call the police?
Wait!
Wait! Hear me out. Can you please tell me where your brother's hiding?
Why do you want him?
Because only your brother can prove I'm not a killer.
It's you.
Let's beat him up first.
Jackie shoves a table at a bloke. Alan kicks the table at Jackie, who lands on his back on it. Jackie kicks Alan. A bloke rolls Jackie off the table. Jackie picks another table up, spins it round, and hurls the table at two guys. He ducks flying chairs and catches one. Jackie beats up his four attackers. Jackie's thrown against cardboard boxes of cards. He hurls a box and the cards drift down as the fight continues. The guys go for Jackie with long sticks. Jackie uses a table as a shield, then blocks the sticks with his arms. He's pushed up against a scaffolding tower and jumps into the centre of it. Jackie climbs up the tower to a platform. The guys spin the tower round and push it at speed through the room. Jackie stands up and grabs the surrounding base of the gallery as the tower passes under it. He heaves himself up the side of the gallery rail. Jackie clambers over onto the landing. Alan races towards him, wielding his stick.
Please, listen to me!
He hurls a ceremonial dragon head at Alan from a row of dragon heads on top of crates. The other guys come at him, and the dragon heads are toppled in the chase. Jackie defends himself using a dragon head as a shield. Jackie throws the head at his attackers as they lash out with their sticks. Jackie kicks a broom handle on the floor and it whacks a guy in the shins. He hobbles off. Jackie fights with the broom. Jackie disarms a guy and fights with his stick. He fends off Alan, kicks another guy away and continues fighting. Jackie spins a guy's stick off him, then kicks the guy away. Jackie fights frantically, dodging and blocking the sticks lunging at him. He pushes the four guys back, holds his arm and grimaces with pain. Alan attacks first. Jackie uses an open metal ladder as a shield. Jackie closes the ladder, spins it and whacks a guy with it. Jackie traps a guy under the ladder, then punches him. Jackie jumps between the open ladder legs as Alan swipes at him. Alan kicks the ladder shut, trapping Jackie's fingers. Jackie shakes his hand and stands poised with the ladder under one arm. A swarm of men with sticks run in. Looking defeated, Jackie puts the ladder side down and sits on it. Alan hurries over and grabs Jackie.
Alan! Brother? He didn't kill our father. Come with me.
Alan slowly lets go of Jackie and backs away.
Let's go downstairs.
Alan jumps when Jackie lets the ladder fall.
Let's go.
In an...
I think we know who the murderer is. Gregor wants to force you out. What is the history between you two?
3 years ago, I was in the Ukraine, collecting nuclear intelligence for the CIA. The KGB caught me with my girlfriend, Natasha. They threatened to kill her.
Natasha!
They forced me to become a double agent. To save Natasha, I had to agree.
Gregor was with the KGB?
Yes, and he's now the head of the new Russian mafia. And makes use of his connections as an FSB officer.
So he wants to buy the nuclear warhead?
Yes, but not for himself. He uses the nuclear weapons to secure oil franchises in the Middle Eastern countries.
You should give the warhead to the police right away.
I can't do that. Not until I get my money.
How many people have you killed for money? Your father died because you wanted the money.
Do you know how many nuclear weapons have been sold all over the world by military superpowers?
I know that is the truth. We cannot change it. You cannot use that as an excuse.
I'm not as idealistic as you.
I'm not idealistic, but if we cannot stop them, we should not encourage them.
Annie.
Just for money. You murdered father. I will never forgive you for that.
Annie hurries away from the door.
I'll expose Gregor for what he is and give you evidence of his crimes. But I'll need you to help me.
Yes, I know.
Tsui goes to Annie, who's outside the building weeping. He stands behind her.
When I first started at the CIA, I had so much ambition. But since then, I've done a lot of things I'm not very proud of. They wouldn't let me contact my family. I lost my identity. If I hadn't agreed to do those things for Gregor, I would have died 3 years ago.
Brother!
She turns and weeps on his chest.
Let us remember that in God's good graces we will all find shelter, for his is a mercy without end.
A dragon dance leaves the red brick building.
We're at the funeral of Uncle Seven, the head of the Golden Dragon Association, who was brutally murdered last week. There's a strong police presence here today to escort the spirit of Uncle Seven to the heart of Chinatown.
People carry the hugely long tail, making it weave about.
VKR, this is Bravo 840. We're leaving Holy Trinity with Annie Tsui.
A car blocks them off. Annie's dragged out.
Careful, lots of police here.
A man in shades driving a 4x4 which blocked the cop car pulls into a multi-story garage. Two men carrying equipment in bags get out and hurry across a glass-sided footbridge. Yegorov, who's standing in a crowd, clocks them. The 4x4 pulls up at another part of the multi-story and another guy carrying equipment gets out. The guys, snipers, position themselves on rooftops. Yegorov answers.
I'm here, at the Wicom Square. Where are you?
The golden tail of the colourful dragon ripples up and down as the people run round in a circle with it. Two smaller dragons dance around Yegorov, the big dragons in the background. The horses drawing Uncle Seven's glass-sided funeral coach are getting restless. Men on stilts stand behind Yegorov. Alan and a suited colleague are among the crowd. The back of the coach is opened and Tsui pops up out of the coffin. He jumps down onto the street. One of the snipers on a balcony takes his rifle. In the multi-story, the two suited men who kidnapped Annie take her out of the 4x4, which drives away.
No! Let go!
Tsui walks up to Yegorov.
You even share the same coffin with your father.
The coffin is for you. You killed my father.
He had to die somehow. At least he died for a reason.
Tsui draws a gun. A sniper aims his rifle. Tsui's hit in the wrist and drops his gun. Jackie looks up and sees the snipers.
If you move one more step, I blow your head off.
Jackie moves forward on stilts.
Open!
The stilt walkers surround Yegorov and Tsui and throw parasols into the air. The parasols open and block the sniper's view.
Damn, I can't see a thing.
I need backup, hurry. Now what?
Killing me won't bring him back. Give me the bomb and I'll give you the money, I promise. And then you'll never see me again.
You think your money can pay for my father's life?
No, I guess not. But I got your sister.
Look!
One of the kidnappers restrains her on a balcony.
She's young, sexy, and beautiful. You don't want her to die.
You bastard! Move again, I'll break your arm.
Jackie stands beneath the balcony and kicks the kidnapper away with one of his stilts.
Hurry, give me a hand!
Jackie gets her off the balcony and she runs off. Jackie kicks at the kidnapper, who's got up. The kidnapper falls back.
If you don't give me the bomb, I kill both of you right now. I know you got it here.
No! You have to let her go first!
Brother!
Annie!
Yegorov tries to run. Tsui whacks him. Jackie, still on stilts, climbs over railings. Alan holds Yegorov.
Annie! Get out of here, hurry up! Give my stuff to the police!
Uh-huh!
Put him in the coffin!
Alan's colleague escorts Annie through the crowd. The blonde giant stabs her escort. Annie runs. Jackie runs on stilts. Firecrackers flash. The blonde giant chases Annie. A mafia guy decks Alan, then Tsui as they steer Yegorov through the crowd. The mafia guy takes out a guy on stilts. Yegorov fires at Tsui, who rolls away. Alan passes between Jackie's stilts. The Russian chasing Alan looks up at Jackie. Jackie kicks him. A sniper fires into the crowd, narrowly missing a mounted policeman who reaches for his pistol. A cop calls to his men. Cops spread out. Tsui grabs a gun from the funeral coach and exchanges fire with a hitman.
Go quick!
Hey!
Annie runs off. A grenade is launched at the coach. It explodes into flames and propels Tsui through the air. The horses panic and pull the flaming coach through the street. Bullets pepper cop cars as they draw up. Jackie follows Annie. She hurries down steps into a mall. Unable to negotiate the steps in his stilts, Jackie forward rolls onto the handrail and slides down it on his back. At the bottom, he has difficulty standing.
Can I help you?
Yes.
Thank you.
The guy pulls Jackie up. Annie's being chased by another mafia guy. Jackie sees, sticks a stilt into a cylindrical waste bin and hurls it at the guy. It hits the guy in the face and decks him.
Yes! Get out!
The 4x4 crashes through the exit barrier of the multi-story and takes off the open door of a parked police car. People scatter as the car heads down steps into the shopping mall Annie and Jackie are in. They run when they see the car heading for them. Annie falls. The 4x4 is nearing them.
Give me your hand!
He lifts her onto the top of a glass-sided lift. The 4x4 hits Jackie's stilts, which break off. He rolls over the bonnet and roof and falls off at the back. The car crashes through glass doors, skids into a store in the street, and speeds on. The lift is ascending. Jackie, minus his stilts, runs up a down escalator.
Help me! Help me! Help! Please stop me!
Security men pry open doors above the lift and help Annie off it.
Please, here you go, miss.
Help me!
You okay?
How'd you get on top of the elevator?
Okay, thank you very much.
Hey, hang on a minute. We got to write a report and call the police. Yeah, okay? Central security, we're on the top floor. The girl's all okay. Would you please call the police? Mick and me are coming down to fill out a report.
You look very familiar. I think I've seen you before.
Oh! Hey! Oh! Oh! Oh!
Oh!
upstairs and got a gun.
Jackie pushes the guards into the lift and pretends to reach for a gun. He and Annie run. Jackie falls when she treads on his trailing robes.
Oh, lady!
I'm sorry!
Let's go, go, go!
Okay, okay! Follow me! We're live at Wickham Square, where the funeral of Uncle Seven has turned into the biggest gang war in Chinatown. A group of terrorists, allegedly members of the new Russian mafia, gunned down the ceremony with a rocket-propelled grenade. Police say the murder suspect, Jackie, was last seen escaping through this mall with Uncle Seven's daughter. Investigations continue as more bloodshed is expected in Chinatown.
Inspector, the results of the tape have come back. That's not Jackie. Looks like a setup.
Right.
In the Oceanarium, Annie leads Jackie past tanks.
Come on. In here.
Yegorov watches from the shadows as Annie leads Jackie into the changing room with its lockers.
Annie.
What?
I must make a long-distance call.
Call upstairs in the office.
Thank you.
Where is everybody?
They're on their way.
They're in the office. Go and get them.
Okay.
Hey, wait for my orders on every move.
Yes, sir.
Uncle Bill, it's Jackie.
What's happening?
I'm with younger sister, with her court. Please tell me what to do.
Just listen to me. I briefed the head of the FSB on your situation. Look, don't worry about it. It's all very clear to him. He knows you're a Hong Kong cop.
Annie, standing beside the shark pool in her diving gear, pulls down her goggles and puts in her aqualung mouthpiece. She jumps into the pool. Yegorov's man sneaks into a room marked staff only as two blondes come out of it. He's now in the locker rooms. Jackie comes down the stairs from the office, walks on, then kicks back towards the guy. Mm-hmm. He misses by a mile. The dark-haired guy dwarfs Jackie. Each man takes hard blows. Jackie winces from a blow to his crotch, then kicks the Russian who blocks his blows. Jackie's kicked into a tank. A sign above reads, "Toxic, do not touch." He climbs out with a squid on him. He chucks it at the Russian, and it sticks to his face. Jackie chucks the Russian into the tank, then notices two spiky sea urchins stuck to his own trousers. The Russian gets out of the tank. The Russian winces and twitches. The back of his suit is covered in sea urchins. The Russian collapses. The sea urchins on Jackie's trousers make him flinch. Yegorov in Waterworld reception.
You two, get our boat ready.
Yes, sir.
6 tickets, please.
Jackie hobbles to the edge of the shark pool, beside the Russian.
What happened? Quick, he needs an ambulance. Sorry, you can't come in here. What's going on?
Take him. Get him up. Where did they go? Fix him. Lock them up. You two, come with me.
The Russian's thrown into the toxic tank.
Get him!
Jackie dives into the shark pool. One of Yegorov's men pulls Jackie's aqualung and mouthpiece off him.
Go down, get him!
Underwater, Jackie tries to hold his breath, but bubbles escape. A suited Russian dons an aqualung and jumps in. Jackie swims up behind a Russian diver who's wearing a black vest. He turns the guy round and whacks him. Jackie turns and fights the suited guy who kicks him back to the guy in the vest. They kick Jackie back and forth and punch him. The guy in the vest is throttling Jackie from behind. His suited mate points. The guy in the vest checks behind him, then scarpers. Jackie turns and sees a shark heading towards him. Jackie screams, then claps his hands to his mouth to stop bubbles rising and remains still. The shark swims over him and after the two Russians whose legs are paddling frantically.
Go, go, go!
More men jump in, the other two climb out.
Sharks don't bite!
back in.
Two other men clamber out.
It's just a small shark. Get the weapon! Go down!
Annie swims towards Jackie with the canister. He motions for her to lend him her aqualung mouthpiece. They see Russians and swim off. Jackie points towards a tunnel, but Annie shakes her head. A Russian fires a harpoon line at them. It misses and goes into the tunnel. The Russian tugs on the line. Jackie fights another Russian. The Russian with the harpoon line is suddenly whisked through the water and into the tunnel. The water boils and the harpoon man's legs flail. Jackie fights the vested Russian. The suited Russian catches Annie and grabs the canister from her. Jackie swims over to her as the Russian heads for the surface. Jackie takes in oxygen from her aqualung, motions for her to stay, and swims after the Russian. He grabs the man's legs and they fight. The canister falls to the bottom of the pool. Both men go to retrieve it and tussle for possession. A belching sound comes from the tunnel and bubbles rise. Jackie sees and throws the canister into the tunnel, then swims towards it. The Russian follows him and they fight outside the entrance to the tunnel. As the Russian tries to throttle Jackie, Jackie points behind his adversary who turns. Jackie grabs his mouthpiece and takes in oxygen. The Russian struggles to retrieve his mouthpiece, then points behind Jackie who shakes his head. There's a shark behind them. The Russian points more frantically. Jackie turns and sees the shark. The shark's gaping maw consumes the Russian head first. A Russian climbs out of the pool.
Do you see it?
Yes, I think so. I think Jackie still has
it. Hold on and get him!
No, he already died.
That's an order!
No,
that's an order!
As Jackie retrieves the canister, Annie taps him on the shoulder. Thinking it's a Russian, he turns and whacks her. He takes oxygen from her mouthpiece.
I can see them from the restaurant.
Let's go.
Excuse me, is that a new show?
Yeah, what's going on?
I don't know.
They're looking into a tank where Jackie's fighting a Russian. People gather at the tank's window.
What's going on in there?
Jackie's face is pressed up against the glass as the Russian forces him against it. Annie whacks the Russian on the head with the canister. He jerks and floats off. Annie gives Jackie air. The Russian comes at them with a knife. Jackie and the Russian fight. Jackie reaches up to pull the Russian's mouthpiece out. The Russian slashes Jackie's thumb, and as the blood flows, a shark draws nearer. Jackie lets a cloud of blood float up, then sucks his thumb. The shark swims through the blood and over them. The Russian punches and kicks Jackie down to the floor of the pool where the canister is lying. The Russian reaches out a hand, but Jackie kicks him away. Jackie has the knife and slashes the Russian's thumb. The Russian hurriedly puts it in his mouth. Jackie then slices the Russian's other thumb and he puts that in his mouth too. Jackie kicks the Russian who can't use his hands. The Russian momentarily takes his thumbs out of his mouth but has to return them almost immediately. Jackie kicks him. Yegorov and one of his men push through the crowd as they run to the tank window.
Get back! Get back!
Back! Nobody move! Dave, what do you want?
They've drawn guns. Jackie is in front of the window holding the canister and motions to Yegorov to come back to the pool.
Follow me!
Jackie uses Annie's mouthpiece, then heads for the surface with the canister.
Give me the gun!
Yes, sir!
Yegorov shoots out the tank windows and the water cascades out. A shark is among the people and debris in the water that's gushed into the observation room. Annie surfaces holding the canister. The henchman aims his gun at two women, then grabs Annie. Jackie surfaces and sees.
Jackie!
Yegorov grabs the canister from Annie. Jackie jumps back into the water where the shark is circling and swims to the other side. Yegorov sees Jackie climb out of the water.
Let's go!
Yegorov shoots out porthole-style windows in a wall and water gushes out. Jackie grabs a lifebelt and bashes the shark, which has women cornered. The shark opens its jaws and Jackie puts the life ring around its mouth while the women escape.
Go, go, go! Move!
Jackie runs away. Annie's dragged off. Jackie dives over a high-pressure jet of water spewing out of a porthole and fights to get through a line of them. The force of the water knocks him back, but he struggles against it and reaches the end of the line.
The boat is ready! Quickly, let's go!
Jackie runs along the quayside after the motor launch.
Goodbye!
Jackie sees a red sports car on a ramp. He runs and jumps in it and roars away. Jackie spins the car round to face the ramp and waits for the motor launch to hove into view. The rear of the launch is facing the shore. Jackie takes off up the ramp.
Tie her up!
The car soars in the air towards the launch.
Run!
It crashes into the cabin and the car's airbag inflates. Yegorov and Annie have jumped away. Jackie undoes his seatbelt. Yegorov is struggling to reach the canister. Jackie grabs it from him. Helicopters swoop towards the damaged motor launch as it travels in open sea. Soldiers in the choppers aim guns at the launch. Jackie stands on the deck, holding the canister aloft. A Russian sub on the water's surface. Yegorov faces an officer on deck.
You have put your country to shame.
Go, get moving.
Tsui and Annie are on deck.
Your turn.
Tsui's led away and Bill pushes Jackie forward. Wearing his police uniform, Jackie salutes the officer and they shake hands. Jackie rejoins Bill.
When you get back, write a report, which is detailed and simple, starting from the beginning, huh?
Survivor, warfare!
Takes of Jackie performing his own stunts and frequently coming to grief. The ladder closes on Jackie. Several shots of him having big tumbles on his snowboard, then falling over a ledge into snow. Jackie runs to look at someone who's being stretchered away on the snowmobile scene. Jackie shakes his head gravely. Two skiers ski off with the person on a ski sledge. Jackie rubs his hands and two guys run to give him a coat. In the icy water scene, Jackie walks on the ice and falls through it. One of the white soldier skiers crashes into a tree. He jumps up and crew run to him. A chopper hovers over the icy water. One of the crew is standing on the runners. Jackie swims in a tank with a shark. At the side of a pool, Jackie touches a shark and laughs. He practices the ladder routine and makes a hash of it. Jackie jumps into the sports car on the ramp and falls out of it. Jackie gets poked in the face in the stick fight. His bloody nose is tended. Jackie, on the stick-fighting scene, turns to camera, points to a plaster on his top lip and nods. ITFC audio description.